Well, she's either straightening the house. That would be the most common to him.
Yes, ma'am.
She could be tidying up the house.
Yes, ma'am.
And, or she could be cleaning
right.
up the house.
Sure. And if she's sweeping, she's probably using a...
Most of them vacuum now.
What did they used to use?
Broom.
Have you ever seen one of those, not with the wooden handle that you see now, but made all out of straw?
What?
A broom, made completely out of straw.
Handle too?
Yes, ma'am.
I've seen one made of corn husk.
Oh.
They use those in the country to scrub with. And they have the most beautiful white floors you ever looked at.
But they still call it a broom? I see. I don't know, but I've been told that used to, women did one particular thing on Mondays. What did they say they were doing?
Laundry. Washing, basically. Plain old common washing.
Right.
Washing, W-A-S-H-I-N-G. They wouldn't say laundry work, they say washing.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe Tuesday they'd iron. And then on fourth, and Saturday always scrub.
Scrub.
Yeah, your kitchen and your bathroom and things like that. But you do your house, vacuum your house maybe in the middle of the week. Which I think I was told I bathe this look to get the girl that comes tomorrow. I have a different girl come Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, no, if I have something I want done, I won't get it done for you. I'm interested in Indian missions.
Indian missions?
For Christmas especially, sending the boxes off with toys, and I have one packed today out of stuffed animals. And we make those. And we work under Miss Simpson. You see, that's where the RSVP comes in.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I decided today I sent her another one last winter. And it's way back off the reservation in the woods. And I can't let those Indian children go with nothing. But I'm gonna try and get up with them. They've got to go no later than Monday. Well, I've got two boxes packed, be packed this morning. And the third box is just scraps of heavy woolen materials that they make quilts out of. That's the only reason I keep going, because I've got something to do two jumps ahead. And it keeps me busy, you know.
Where are these Indian reservations?
One's in Arizona. The others are in South Dakota and North Dakota. And
I imagine it does get cold in the Dakotas.
Oh, yes. Sometimes they're bound in for a week. And they can't get out. One is an orphanage for boys and girls. And they are snowbound lots of times. And that's the reason you have to send the box so far, that if it's snowing, see, they're on a reservation, and they only go in to where the freight is delivered. And you've got to get it there and allow for snow to hold it up and not be delivered.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I send to Walds, Mississippi. That man has 5 missions up there, 5 churches, and all of them are his poor church members.
Is that right?
Poor, colored, Indians, white.
How long have you been doing this?
20 years.
Really? That's nice.
You're yes, lucky. I got a award from, what's that paper? I thought it was the most immoral. It's an Inquiry.